Can I have a healthy, fit, strong brain? Is it possible? Hell no. Have a look around. Look at the world. If we talk about a healthy, fit, strong body and brain now, it's almost like we're talking fairy stories. If you listen to the experts in supposedly in health, but at the moment we probably wouldn't call it health, we would talk about sickness and disease, the health departments, the ministries of health, the worldwide controlling bodies of what's happening with the human body's health, they're all telling us a very sad story. In most Western countries, 50% or more of the population is not just overweight, it's now obese. Coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, depression, obesity are preventable diseases, but they are out of control. The top medical people in the world will tell you that they are pandemics, meaning they're out of control and they're in every country. If you add to that, we have worldwide pandemic viruses, diseases, germs, bugs, things that the human body picks up and can't fight, it seems. Then you add to that stress and drama. And if you want to have a healthy, fit, strong body, it's almost like, well, how? It can't be possible. And if you're a child and you didn't know anything about what the human race used to look like or how it used to function, is it possible that our kids are growing up in a world where they believe that it is not possible to be healthy physically and mentally? If the kids of our world right now look around, what will they see? How many healthy people do they know? How many in shape people do they know? How many mentally strong people do they know? Every day we're being bombarded with athletes and business people and just the general public. Everybody seems to be sick or depressed or anxious, or it's really quite sad to think that our kids are growing up in a world where being healthy, fit and strong mentally and physically may not even be something that they ever even understand because they've never seen it. Well, I'm an optimist, of course, and I think there's got to be a solution to that. So what if we have a look at what's happened? Why is the world sick, diseased, depressed, overweight, and it has dramatically changed physically in the last 50 years? And I'll use 50 years as a round number. So what's happened to our activity levels? What's happened to sports participation? What's happened to our brain's ability to be creative and to think clearly and to be challenged? What's happened to the position that we put our body in? So as a human race, we used to be in the upright position or the lying down position because we were active all day and then we went to bed. Now it seems that the human race is constantly sitting down. We sit in the car, we sit at our desk, we sit in school, we sit on the lounge, we sit everywhere we go. And when we're sitting, what are we taking in? What's our brain taking in? So if you have a look at television's been produced, social media's been produced, we now have all of the platforms that people watch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. People are looking at a screen and usually in the seated position. And what are they taking in? If we just look at what's coming in from the news, of course, it's all about drama, and it has to be, doesn't it? Because how does a news station, it's a business, how does it sell its business with good news? It seems that people get very clicked on to the news, and they stay watching the news if there's a drama. So the more drama produced, obviously the more people seem to watch the screen, watch television, be involved in social media in the seated position. So we're being bombarded with really bad news about worldwide pandemics, global financial crisis, floods, tornadoes, buildings falling down, earthquakes, droughts. Really bad things. If you've ever watched the news of late, and it's a great suggestion that why do we watch the news? If it's something that's happening in a place that we have absolutely no control over, why do we watch it? But that's in a kind of an irrelevant question because people do. So the world's being bombarded with really bad news all the time in the seated position. What has that done to our health? If I'm an active human being and I'm out playing, working, challenging my brain, climbing mountains, learning new things. I have a hobby. I have an interest. I associate with new people and I do different things every day, what's happening to my brain versus I'm in the seated position watching drama? And again, I'm going to, as I do every day as an exercise professional, point out that do we have the answer to coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, most cancers, the big killer diseases in the world? And of course, the answer is yes, because a fit, strong body doesn't get any of those. And if they do pick up a germ bug or virus, a fit, strong body can fight that germ bug or virus and it doesn't get sick. Or it's sick for a much shorter period of time than a weak, unfit body. So if I want to talk about a healthy brain, healthy body, and how do I get one of those, if I talk about being fit and strong, it's almost like, well, that's become a fanatical thing to do, what, going to the gym. And the numbers there will point that out. Only 10% of people in any Western world are going to the gym. And that's probably understandable because exercise has become long and boring and complicated, and you have to wear certain clothes and you have to be there for a certain amount of time. What did the human race do before the gym? We were much thinner. We were much healthier. We didn't have all these major pandemic diseases, but we moved more. We were active. We played. We moved our body physically around our house. It seems that the human race has become inactive simply because we've found labor-saving devices. We can turn a switch. We can flick a remote. We don't do much with our body anymore. So is it possible that the human body's wasted away, rotting away? It's getting sick because it doesn't need to be healthy because it's not doing very much. I don't know about you, as a parent, as a teacher, as a coach, as a leader, I don't think we can allow that to happen. I don't want my kids, any kids, and I don't have kids personally, but I take it very personally when kids don't know that they are capable of being healthy. I now live in the South Island of New Zealand where kids are outside playing in the snow with no gloves. They're mountain biking, they're skiing, they're snowboarding, they're rock climbing, they're playing outside in the cold, in the hot, in the wind, in the hail. And what's even more beautiful is I get really excited because I see parents out there with them. What's happened to the activity levels of parents, which then obviously could affect the activity levels of kids? So as a parent, as a teacher, as a coach, as a leader, if you want your kids to have healthy, fit, strong bodies and healthy, fit, strong brains, what example are we setting? Is it time to turn off the television and the bad news? We have no control over what's going on in another country. If it's a germ bug or a virus, how much control do we have over that except that we have a healthy, fit, strong body? And nobody's arguing that a healthy, fit, strong body can fight anything better. And I'll go a step further and say a healthy, fit, strong body can just fight. So I'm sure you've met people that have picked up a germ bug or a virus and they don't even know they've got it, or they fight it because their body's capable of doing that. The world's going to throw challenges at us, of course, but is it possible that I've got a strong brain and I've got a strong body that I can fight those challenges? I can overcome challenges because I'm an optimist, because I'm a solution finder, because I've got a body that can keep up with me and a brain that's strong and healthy. So if I ask the question, can I have a healthy, fit, strong brain? Can I have a healthy, fit, strong body? My answer is hell no again, because if I don't look after both of those physically and mentally, if I feed my body crappy fuel, if I don't keep it hydrated, if I let my muscles and bones waste away, if I let my brain waste away, if I take drugs, drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, do the things that my body is not designed to do, which is sit and do nothing and listen to dramatic television, how could I possibly have a healthy, strong brain and a healthy, strong body? The reverse of that. If I decide that I'm going to fill my brain up with creativity, I'm going to fill my brain up with ongoing learning and education and training, I'm going to push my body really hard to be intensely fit and intensely strong so that I either don't get sick, or if I do get sick, I can fight it. Is it possible to have a healthy, fit, strong body and brain? And could the answer then be, hell yes, woohoo!